the high train, the hydration station over here. But this is very special for us, mitvach, as they say, to bring in this this month of Gula, this very special month. So the Chosid Bund said, Shnichnas Av B'matin, it's like a dimmer, but B'simcha. And everything that we're doing during this time has to be with an extra element of focus and joy and purpose. Simcha. It's a very great schus for us to host, to welcome back Rav Ben tonight. I get your Mevs, Kiyadua, and the Rosh Kolel of Kobi Kolel and Mor Shah. And to welcome all the Chevra, I'm just trying to judge how many people there are. But thank the Chevra for coming out, strengthening our Beis Medrash.
Family
bag. Evening, do anything else.
I don't know what to do with that stuff.
There's too much water. This is the splash zone. I'm not going to make a whole fuss. But I'm saying that we're looking forward to this. This is a highlight. On Wednesday night, we're going to bring out a crowd. It's a great schuss for us. La'akdil, Torah, la'adira.
I'm trying to distract just because I want to speak about Rav Judah. I don't want to get to the corner.
I don't know.
I'll be okay then. The girls are back in Houston. If somebody doesn't hear, just tell me. I'll make sure you can hear them.
The girls in the back, Dafka, like, it's like a thing they don't like to hear. That's why they're sitting back. Anyways, thank you.
Okay, if I was here for the guys, I would just sit and enjoy. It's unbelievable to be here. It's unbelievable. I told my driver when we were coming, the car that I came in, I said, we gotta be there 9 o'clock. We got our 8:56. We got to hang out in the parking lot for a few minutes, and I got to be here 9 o'clock because 9 o'clock, Rav Judah gives the shiur. I told him, I don't know if he thinks I'm just trying to be nice, but unbelievable to sit 15 minutes by Rav Judah. I got to see my chavrusa, surprised me in front of me, and unbelievable to sit and listen to. He was talking about a tzaddik. He talks about a tzaddik. And you think people think a tzaddik means from a different generation, from Poland. You think what a tzaddik looks like, you have a vision in your mind. And when you hear Rav Judah speak about a tzaddik, what you're not realizing is you're looking at one. And he's talking about the tzaddik this, the tzaddik that. And when you're in it, when you live in this, you don't take a step back, and you take for granted sometimes who you're living around. And you walk around the community here with incredible people, the staff, the campers, the families. And you spend your days with people like Rav Judah. I'm just starting with Rav Judah. You spend your days with people like Rav Judah, and you forget, you lose sight of who you're around. And to listen to him 15 minutes, a whole summer's worth. And the guys who came with my car and who had that schuss with me, a whole summer's worth. I could give every talk for the rest of the summer, analyzing and discussing every line he said, every joke, every FIFA line, every detail he was saying. Ma'ayan, you could be Ma'ayan. Unbelievable. Last summer when I was here, I still have a little bit of regret. I saw Rebbetzin Zaffer in the crowd, I just noticed her, and I didn't give her enough cover. I'm telling you, to this day, a year later, it's still on my mind. And I'm very happy to be here to respectfully say it's just amazing to have a schuss. Like I was saying about Rav Judah, you're around incredible people, and Rebbetzin Zaffer, she runs the medical stuff. It doesn't matter. You have Rebbetzin Zaffer, and you feel like, oh, just, you know, normal, great people. Great people means normal people. Great people is normal people, and you have Rebbetzin Zaffer around, and then this year we come, we have a big schuss. I'm sure you appreciate it more than we do, but Rav Zaffer and Rebbetzin Zaffer, like a dream. Unbelievable. The place is just getting better and better. And then Rav Willig, I don't see there's a lot of people. Forgive me, I don't know who's here and if you're here, but Rav Willig, when I was growing up in YU, you know, I was a kid in YU, and Rav Willig was this just incredible superstar. I think he was starting out to be a Rebbe at that time, just a superstar Rebbe. Every guy my age, the next couple of years, we all Not Stalin looked up to as a Rebbe, as a Talmud Chacham, but looked, I said this last summer, but I want to say it again. He was the best looking Rebbe in YU. He was the coolest. And he gets a few whistles. I agree, for sure. For sure. And just cool and down to earth, and you could relate to him. And he didn't get any worse looking. You know, it's 20 something years later, and he looks great. And last summer I got to be very excited about the upcoming yeshiva that Rav Willig was going to be involved in, and now he's heavily involved in. And Yeshiva South Florida is a tree that has just builds more trees and more peiros and all kinds of different minim and species. You have Shivas Aminim growing over there, the amazing Bachram, amazing Rebbeim, an amazing Kolel, amazing community. I should talk into the mic? The back can't hear me? I'll talk into the mic. Okay, Scott, thank you, I appreciate that. I'm not used to this. I'm not a speaker. I just hang out with my guys. But Rav Willig, to be with Rav Willig, I told him I don't even know if I'm talking into the mic. You'll let me know. But to be around Rav Willig this summer, we have a great list. One of the best parts, maybe the best part, about being in Morasha this summer is I'm going to say a phrase. It doesn't sound as respectfully as it should come out, but it's Willig after Willig after Willig. Now I don't mean it, Chas V'Shalom, to say Leshov. I don't want to say the name in vain, but it's Rav Willig after Rav Mordechai and Rav Akiva, and we really drink from their Torah. This Friday, we're very excited. Your father is going to give shiur to us. Rav Akiva was giving shiur to us the last couple Fridays. Now we get to be with you. One of the highlights of Morasha, and then it doesn't stop. You get to Hask. It only gets bigger and better. And I just want to say one more thing. Avi Pollack, obviously I didn't see him, but Avi Pollack is, it's amazing what he does here and the work that he does. And I wish I knew more people on staff. To meet the people here on staff is just a wonderful thing. And a tremendous honor. I'm talking to the girls, to the guys. You're going to realize in 20 years. In 20 years you're going to look back and say, we were just walking around with them, making jokes, saying hi. It was just, we ate breakfast with them. When you're around tremendous people, the Raya, you're around tremendous people, is because it doesn't feel like they're tremendous people. That's what it means, tremendous people. They feel, it seems, they're regular people. And then you're going to be telling your students, your families, your children, in a few years, about a tzaddik, about tzaddikim and tzidkanios that you used to just walk around and spend time with. And that's what you have here. One more thing, by us in Morasha, we need a few sponsors. So there's a guy I hope the people who know appreciate, is a boy, Kobe Kasdan. We have a lot of bridges. I feel a lot of bridges with Camp Hask, in my distant past, in my recent past, in my present, and I daven Mir Tashem in the future. And one of the bridges I feel with Hask is a boy, Kobe Kasdan. So Kobe Kasdan reached out to me. He said, "I want to sponsor the Shmuz," and it's a big schuss that I could have, you know, with me, not physically but spiritually. Kobe's here, and he said he wants to sponsor the Shmuz because Kobe Kasdan, the first summer of Kobe, it wasn't called that back then, but Kobe wasn't able to come, and that summer he was going into Shana Aleph. He finished his senior year, and he was diagnosed with a brain tumor that summer. And that first summer in a place called Camp Najua with Camp Misora, we the whole summer davening, learning for this boy, Kobe Kasdan. And a few months, he had a miraculous recovery and then a miraculous rehabilitation. He came to Eretz Yisrael Shana Aleph with a cane. It was unbelievable to watch him develop and grow. And so the first summer after Shana Aleph, he came here. And I have the clearest memory that in the Kolel that summer, we got a big screen, like a big projector, and we put it on the wall, and Kobe that summer, I believe it's tonight, Kobe that summer here in Camp Hask, he made a siyum the first year in remission, 1 year in remission. And we all were watching and dancing and singing, and it didn't hurt that he sent truckloads of poppers up to us. It was amazing. And this year, Bli Ayin Hara, Hashem should continue to be good to him, to his family, refuah to him, to Klal Yisrael, refuah hanefesh, brias hanefesh, brias haguf, to everybody. And this, now I think tonight, 6 years in remission. So by me, it's a big simcha, and it's a big simcha, Bli Ayin Hara, to continue. So he sponsored the Shmuel. That's one major bridge, I feel, with this place. And there's a second major bridge, a more freshly developed bridge that we have with this place that I feel this summer extremely connected to Camp Ask. And usually it's because I have a Talmud that I see the captain is in the crowd, I see Chashuva guys sitting around. Like I said, my Chavrusa Shruli, a lot of Chashuva guys in the crowd. Amazing guys in the crowd. So I usually love coming here. I'm sure Rebbetzin Safra has the same experience. You see your boys, these are your boys. You see your boys, and I come once a summer, I see my boys. And we hang out with the boys. But this first time in my life, I feel very connected to the girls' side. Extremely connected. Very connected. And I'm going to embarrass somebody now. I'm letting you know. And I feel deeply connected to the girls' side, first time in my life. And I'll tell you why, but it's kedai before I explain. There's a woman, an amazing, very, very amazing woman in Camp Arusha. She runs Yachad. And she says to me one day, she said, I want the Kollel guys to learn with the Yachad campers. And by me, that's a dream. That's amazing. We've been doing that for years already. So I said to her, it came out of my mouth by accident, but it came from my heart, straight from my heart. I said to her, you can't learn with a person until you first dance with them. Really, I was trying to be manipulative. I wanted so badly Yachad should daven with us Friday night. If you ever daven Friday night without Yachad, awful, dead. There's nothing going on. You get a little like l'chadodi, it's cute, very nice. You know, if we get a Karbal kind of guy up the chazen, even a little nicer. But you bring Yachad, vibrant, energetic, alive, the chevra gets into it. So I was begging her, please, please, let Yachad daven with us. We're still negotiating, we're not there yet. And she said, let's start with learning. So I told her, how can you learn with people without dancing? How can you learn with somebody before you dance with them? I said it impulsively, I don't know where it came from. But I thought about it afterwards, I said, that's true. So I thought before we start to talk, we can't dance. 3 weeks, 9 days, we can't dance. But we should really dance for a lot of reasons. But one reason in particular, and that's why I feel very connected to Girls Campus. And I wish I could do it. I can't do it. It'll be awful if I do it. I'm going to ask one of the boys to start Gavriel, if Gavriel could start it. I just hear a lot of whispers from the boys, from the girls. This is not like I'm not here doing shidduchim. People got the wrong. I don't want the wrong impression over here. Like we came, the Kobe guys were, you know, very lonely, and we brought them. I don't want people to get the. Maybe they are lonely, but that's not why we're here. I don't know. But I hear whispers. Now this is for a specific guy. This is for one specific guy, and I don't know who you are, but one specific girl. I hope you're here. But we'll do it again slow. Again, 3 weeks, 9 days. I'm not trying to make dancing over here, but slow, and I wanna feel it, I wanna experience it. We'll try one more time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have one of the guys. He's kind of like a Rebbe by us in the Kollel, Jacob Rothman. And Jacob Rothman, maybe his Kollel is here. I don't know if she's here. She's here.
Yeah.
She's here. So. So I'll just say to his Kollel, wherever you are, he told me she's not going to appreciate it. Please don't make her uncomfortable. She doesn't like the fanfare. She's not into the festivities. I told him, I don't care. I don't care. One time in your life. One time in your life, enjoy. People celebrate everywhere you go. Enjoy it. Take it in. It should be a bracha for you together, the family that you're going to build together. You don't like it. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. We're here to have a good time, and you should be thankful that they invited us on the wrong day. If it would have been any other 3 weeks of the year, we would cancel the whole thing and just dance. We would just dance. We'd have a great time. We'd get Gabriel on the mic and Vez on the drums, and we would just dance. We would have a great time. A huge mazel tov. Okay, I'm going to say a few words, but I really just prepared words, I'm being honest, for the girls. Because the girls like to learn. The girls go to shiurim, girls like to learn, boys just want to hang out. So the boys, I guess, space out, you know, you guys could hang out with each other, have a good time, and they told me to speak, so I think the girls like shiurim, so I'll speak primarily to the girls. I'm being honest, I'm just telling you like it is. So the hardest thing about being here now is it's a big simcha to be here. It's a really big simcha to be here, and if you have a little religious guilt, which I always say not to have, but it's hard not to have. You have a little religious guilt. It's the wrong time to be so happy, and it's really a place of happiness. This is the makom is a place of simcha. You can't get it out of the walls. You can't get it out of the ground. This place is a place of simcha. And to come together, stop any Jews coming together, but b'frat, you're coming together with Jews that you're comfortable, familiar with, you spend time with them, there's no greater simcha. So a little bit I'm upset that we got invited on such a day, because it's hard to suppress the simcha. But more than that, like I said, it's religious guilt, but it's good, it's healthy, it's the right thing to have this guilt a little bit. If it was just the boys, meaning just my guys, and we're serious in the Kollel, so this starts the 9 days Torah. And I take 9 days seriously. By me, 9 days, best time of the year. Best time. It's unbelievable, the 9 days. People don't appreciate it enough. People try to run away from the 9 days. No, you have to run right in. You have to run right into the 9 days. And so I would start talking about the 9 days. And so forgive me that I know it's a big simcha to be here. I'm also in a lot of simcha. But we're going to talk the Inyani Diyoma, talk the what's going on now. And let's open it up. And it's not going to detract from the simcha. It's only going to add. But when we'll read this Shabbos, you'll read the Psukim in Yeshaya. And you listen, you should listen. It's kedai to listen. It's hard to listen. I encourage you to listen when they read these psukim, and we say that the Ketores was to'ev hili. Hashem says that the Karbonos, and specifically mentions the Ketores also, was a to'ev. It was a disgust. Hard to hear such words. The Ketores, which is Hashem's dream, what really connects us to the Rabbono Shel Olam, and he was disgusted by the Ketores. And he continues, Chadshechem u'moadechem sona nafshi. I hate it. I hate it. You know, you think a little kid was forced to keep Shabbos, Yontif, no force. You never have to force a kid to have pleasure, to enjoy. But Hashem said, I feel like that kid who was like forced. Chadshechem u'moadechem. I can't stand it. Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, I don't want it anymore. And you hear these words from Hashem, Gam ki sarbu sfilo eineni shomea. We're daveners. Klal Yisrael today are real. We invest in tefillah. We invest in davening. And you hear this Shabbos, and pay attention, because the words resonate today. Pay attention to these words. When you daven, Hashem says, on these days, Eineni Shomei. Again, we got to work it out. I'm not going to work it out. I want to resolve the issue. But you got to hear first the words. It's nice to live in La La Land, and Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and it's amazing, and he listens, and keep davening. But then when you hear his words, and he says, as much as you keep doing, keep gam ki sarbu, you add and you add the tefillas, eineni shomea. We got to work this out. We can't ignore this. And so there's this Sfas Emes. I like to pick up lines in the Sfas Emes. I never know exactly what he's saying, but there's a few lines I like to pick up. And in those lines, I connect to what he's saying. And he writes about this sugya. He writes it was Nichros HaChibur. Nichros HaChibur means the connection was cut. Klal Yisrael are people who are deeply connected. That's our nature. That's who we are. We're connected. That's our whole identity, is that we're connected to Hashem. And you see in these psukim, Nichros HaChibur. It got cut. You lost the connection. V'zeh Iker HaChurban. And that's the destruction. I know everybody likes to talk about the Beis HaMikdash. I don't like talking about the Beis HaMikdash. And I found this Sfas Emes 2 days ago, yesterday, and I was so happy to find this, because I don't like talking about the Beis HaMikdash. I like talking about Churban. And I saw it, so does he. And he says, Zeh Iker HaChurban. You want to talk about Churban? Churban means, he writes, Ki kol kochon shel Yisrael bazeh. Our whole strength, everything we are and everything we have, is our connection to Hashem. Shehem dveikim b'shorish. We're deeply, intrinsically connected to the root of all roots. And nichra sachib. And it got cut. And ze ikar hachurb. So it's like mixed feelings I have. And I'm not trying to put a damper on the night, on the fun. But it's great to be here. I feel genuinely it's the highlight of my summer. I called right when we decided to be in Morasha this summer. My first phone call, there's an amazing, amazing woman there, Melissa. She's unbelievable. She helps us, Bako Mikoko. My first phone call, I said to her, I need a van July 15th. My first phone call when I committed to Morasha. I need a van as soon as Rahul invited us. I need a van July 15th. It's the highlight of the summer. And it's when we get here, it's unbelievable to be here. It's incredible to be here. But it feels like the worst time to be here. We try to live in the Psukim. And if you live in the Psukim, it's incredible to be here. But it's the worst time to be here. And so I know it's easy to ignore. I think we have a tendency, maybe probably a defense mechanism, to ignore and try to distract ourselves throughout the entire Churban's the whole year. The whole year is the Churban. Why are we emphasizing it now? So we have a tendency, a human, normal, healthy, probably tendency, to ignore these topics, try to distract ourselves. And that's why I love these days. Because on these days, it catches up to you. Churban catches up to you. And a whole year, probably a good idea, probably a great idea, a whole year to run away, to circumvent the issue, try to avoid it at all costs. Until you land here now, and you get here now, there's nowhere to run. And when you hear about Churban, some people feel, I don't understand, Beis HaMikdash, Shechina, not for me. So then we're not talking about Churban. Because Churban means that there's a concentrated amount of experiences and emotions that Klal Yisrael accumulated over the course of our history. And when you talk about Klal Yisrael and their history, it's also your history. You're also Klal Yisrael in your own life, in your own world, in your own day-to-day. That's also a big part of the experience of Klal Yisrael. So nationally, historically, doesn't appeal to you, leave it. Let's talk personally. And a personal level, who's not a victim of the Churban? Who could say the Churban didn't touch him? Your family, I don't want to talk Pratim. Everybody could think, what's going on by them. The tragedies in Ruchnias, tragedies in Gashmias, pain in Ruchnias, and pain in Gashmias, and that's not living the Churban. And so a whole year we dance and we sing and we have a great time, and then you land at the wrong place. Hask is not the right place. Hask, I don't know what the halach is here, Revilig Bopaskin. I hold over here, it should be canceled the 9 days. It's impossible. It's too much simcha over here. I don't know what the psak is. If that's the psak, it makes sense to me. You can't have 9 days in Hask. It's like 9 days during your most Mashiach. It's going to be canceled. You can't have it. So this is a place of lasad lavo. Hask is a place of lasad lavo. I don't know what the halacha, what the stuff is around here. But in the outside world, in your outside world that you come from, who escaped Churban? The Churban hit everybody. And so I wonder during these days, so what do we do? When Churban hits you, when you notice it and you think about it. So there's a few psukim that speak to my heart, and we say it every day, one every day and another particularly today. And it's a beautiful, if somebody pays attention to these psukim, you should say every day, there's a pasuk, Ba'erev Yolin Bechi. Ba'erev, at night, Yolin, you put to rest or you go to sleep and with Bechi. It's the world of Churban. That you pretend your whole day and you have a good time and you put on a face, you put on makeup to show everybody, you know, life's amazing, and it is, for sure it is. But there's always a little chip, there's a chip, there's always a little chip. And so you ignore it until Ba'erev, until when you're alone on your pillow sometimes, Yalin Bechi, you go to sleep. And there's maybe a tear, maybe a few tears. And we said this morning we said, Mina Meitzar Karosiko. And you get to a place of Meitzar. Meitzar means a place of, I can't breathe. I just can't breathe. A Meitzar is a place of terrible constriction. You're suffocating. Mina Meitzar, I think today we have this, it's terrible to have it, but unfortunately we have pictures in our minds from tunnels. And when I hear these psukim, Mina Meitzar, Karosiko, so unfortunately the last couple of years we were exposed too much and we have these images of tunnels in our mind, and these constricted dark places that exist in the world, that people were confined within these places. And so we saw it in real life, and we experience it in our internal lives. And so we say, Mina Meitzar, and Ba'erev Yolin Bechi, and this anguish and this misery. But I hold during the 9 days, a person has a choice. And you don't have to anguish away in misery. And sometimes you see sad people. There's a lot of sad people. We live in a world with a lot of sad people. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy. The world today is a lot of sad people. And sometimes you look at these sad people and you wonder, well, what should they do? Diagnosed and clinical. And I'm respecting. I really am. I respect, and I'm giving respect. And I'm sympathizing because I believe it's real and it's genuine. I don't think this is a game. It's not a game. And there's diseases that I swore off from even saying the names of the diseases. I'm not talking about when they say Yena Machla. By me, Yena Machla is emotional diseases. And emotional diseases that are pervasive in all parts of society and religious societies, and some more prevalent by girls and some more prevalent by guys. And this is terrible Churban. And so what are you going to do? You're going to rot away in your bed? You're going to sit there on your phone just scrolling, to running away to this little world that you got your hands on? Because every time life gets a little bit too shaky for us to handle, it's called every day. Every day life gets a little too shaky for us to handle. So you just got to scroll. You got to run away. It's natural. Isolate yourself from reality. And that's where we bring ourselves. But there's another way. I want to tell you there's another way. Because I don't like this line. I'm going to say it, but I don't like it. Judah mentioned it. It says, Mishenichnas of Mematin Besimcha. We don't hold by that here. We don't hold by it. Mishenichnas of, it's the summer over here. This is where Camp Hask thrives. Mishnechnas of, it should be Marvin Besimcha. I had a Havamina when I was just thinking this through this afternoon. I was thinking what to say. And I had a havamina to, I'm not going to do it, don't get nervous. I'm not going to do it, but I had a havamina, I'm not going to do it because you don't know me. And maybe some of the guys don't know me, and you're just going to think I'm too weird. But there's a part of me that wants to do it, but I'm not going to do it. To start a Misha, I want to start it. Mematin b'simcha. And I'll tell you why, we'll get to why. But by me, the fact that they have a Misha on the Purim, and not a Misha, Misha's not just a Russian guy's name. Misha's a real thing. If you could do a Misha on a Purim, there has to be also a Misha on Av. And I want to talk to you why. I want to talk to you where that Misha exactly exists. So there's a Gemara, interprets a Pasuk. I don't want to talk too much. Again, this is for the girls. Girls like to hear Torah. This is for you. I'm really trying to give you something of substance here. The guys don't like substance. They don't. Boys don't like substance. Boys like a, you know, geschmack, get into it, and then stand up and hype and dance and feel it, you know? I think girls are smart and refined. It's a different. It's an amazing thing. Your teachers are very lucky. You should really, your teachers are very lucky. Hanging out with the boys is a whole different world. So I'll a little Torah, I'm proud to say. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. For the boys, I would never quote a Maror Malkum. Never. If you like, for the girl, I have to say, like, Sanhedrin, that's called Bezim and Aleph. You know, Safar is here. Safar, sometimes in yeshiva, likes to pretend that the boys are writing down the Maror Malkum. Maybe Basil, maybe some guys, I don't know. Izzy, I saw Izzy. Maybe some guys. Some guys are, but some guys aren't. But the girls, you know, they're, which line? Eighth line from the top, you know. Looking it up, fact-checking, I get a call later. It wasn't Chaf Beis, it was Chaf Gimel. I'm sorry, I'm doing my best out here. There's a Gemara, Darshan's a Pasuk. And it says, as a Pasuk, it is talking about also Shaduchim. That's not why I'm here. But there's a Pasuk, Motzi Asirim B'Kosharos. That Hashem takes out Asirim, prisoners, B'Kosharos. Koshar is a strange word. So Hashem releases prisoners with kosharos. The Gemara doesn't know what that word means. So Gemara Darshan's over there in Sanhedrin, Chav Be'ezim al Aleph. It's on the bottom of the page. The Gemara Darshan's over there. It means, Al Tikri B'Kosharos. Read it a little different. Shouldn't read that word kosharos. Hard word to translate. Ela Bechi V'Shiros. It means cries and singing. It sounds like an oxymoron, a contradiction. So it sounds like it's probably talking about two different experiences. That Hashem takes people out of prison. When you're constricted, when you feel that you're mina meitzar, Hashem takes you out in two ways. Sometimes with Bethi, sometimes you cry it out. You just get it out of your system, you cry it out of your system. And sometimes with Shiro, sometimes you sing it. You sing it, Gishmak, and you feel better, you feel good about yourself. Probably that's one good pshat. And when I was sitting, I was just chuckling on this Gemara, and I thought, nah, there's a real pshat over here. There's a real pshat. When we sang just now, Od Yishama, what do we sing? Od Yishama? When we sang Od Yishama, Od Yishama is a song, I think, for all of us. Mirtz Hashem, you'll walk down your aisle. Mirtz Hashem, soon by Jacob, and by his Kala, and by the rest of us. When you're going to walk down your aisle, a lot of people, healthy people, good people, what do? I remember my wedding, I come from a community, very traditional people. Not the communities you come from. Very holy community, but more traditional type Jews. And I remember vividly, I was walking down, I have it in my wedding pictures, and whenever I see it, I smile. I was walking down my aisle, and I was crying. I really felt a very, very strong, very extremely strong emotional experience, and I was crying. And then there was an amazing, like a Bobby kind of woman from my community, and she says to me in the nicest way, she goes, "It's not that bad." And I was walking down the aisle. You don't want to pause and like explain to her that it's not like that. It's different. She's from a different world. You know, some of us are familiar with the world I grew up in. And she said, you know, she was like, "It's not that bad. It's not that bad." Amen. And I can vouch. She was wrong. It's not that bad. It's amazing. You're never gonna find anything better. That's a bracha. Amen. It should be the best thing in your life. But when you, so why are you crying? She looked at me, why, Nebuch, the poor guy, who forced him into this? Arranged marriage, I already dated her for a couple weeks. It's terrible, it's like I ran over here, what are they doing? And, but, by us, by Yidden, we cry. We cry, and we sing at the same time. So we're singing Od Yisham over here, and if a person, you got into it, a part of you is crying, and a part of you is singing. Very strange emotion. I don't think by the Goyim they're familiar with this. By the Goyim, you cry on a sad day and you celebrate on a happy day. I never saw anybody crying on Thanksgiving. 4th of July, you see, you go, oh, 4th of July. No way. But I've seen a lot of people, Rebbe Tzinsaffer, I've seen a lot of people crying on Purim. On Purim, she can testify. She can tell you. She's seen a lot of Bachrim cry over the other things also, but we'll just going to mention the crying part. And so what is this crying and singing and laughing together? So I just had a few hours to put a little thought into this, and if you have a better pshat, I would love to hear. But what I came to this afternoon is crying and singing at the same time, it means hope. That's what it means, hope. There's an emotion you're experiencing called hope. And hope brings a lot of tears. When you're walking down the aisle at your wedding, there's a lot of promise ahead of you. There's a lot of expectations, a lot of dreams that you have as you walk down, as you take every step towards that chuppah. And it's not pressure, but dreams. You have dreams. And those dreams, the biggest celebration as a prelude, as Akdama to those dreams, and comes with tears also. And this mixed emotion of tears plus song, in my best estimation, in my best understanding, it means hope. And there's a transition, when you daven in the morning, it says, Ba'erev Yolim Bechi, I never understood, it says at night, you go to sleep in tears, La'boker Rina, and you wake up in joy. And I read this pasuk my whole life, and I said, how does that happen? Because we wake up and you say Modani and everything's different. Not by me. By me, I go to sleep, Chad, sometimes. We're normal. We're healthy. We live real lives. We're not playing make-believe. In the real world of not make-believe, that not everything's all la-la. In a real world that I like to live in, I like to express, I like to discuss. Sometimes I go to sleep sad and I wake up sad. And I hit this pasuk every morning like a brick wall. And Hashem is mocking me, I feel sometimes, if I'm in that experience. But Erev Yolim Bechi, he says, Ben, at night you go to sleep in tears? Don't worry, Labok Yerina. And I said, Hashem, I love you. I believe you love me too. But this is not what I'm living. Until this afternoon, I thought to myself, there's a transition. There's a bridge. And the bridge is hope. When you go to sleep in tears, and you're sulking in your tears, and there's anguish, you're probably going to wake up in tears. I've done that. Maybe some of you have done that. But if you go to sleep, and before, you know, in the Kriya Shema Lamita, before, after, during, some of these nights, you can't even, so hard to say a Kriya Shema Lamita. It's hard. We went this year to Auschwitz. We had a big schuss, even with Iran, we had a big schuss to have a delayed trip to Auschwitz. And I still remember we walked out of Maidanek, out of the gas chamber over there, me, Benny, and Nathaniel, we had a great Fabreng over there. We didn't want to leave. We were going to crawl in, a few of us, we were going to crawl into that gas chamber, we were going to stay there forever. It was amazing over there. Again, if you're talking to a guy who loves the 9 days, you know, by me, a gas chamber is like, it's like my dream. I have, okay, you'll forgive me, I'll explain that because we just met, I can't throw lines like this. I have 9 aunts and uncles who are still in that gas chamber. They still, as far as I'm concerned, they still exist in that gas chamber. Oh, we just got serious. Oh, now you're not laughing at me anymore. Okay, at least I responded. But I have 9 aunts and uncles who are still in that gas chamber. So I didn't want to leave. It's my family. I wanted to have a Pesach Seder over there. It's my family that I never met. I wanted to sit there and to spend time with my family. I didn't want to leave. That's where I'm not saying brothers and sisters in the national level. I'm talking my aunts and uncles. My mother has 9 siblings. She never met these 9 siblings. She was born after the war. But she has 9 siblings who died over there. Her father's 9 kids. My aunts and uncles. So I didn't want to leave. It's very hard to leave. And we walked out, and we had the best tour guide. There's no better tour guide than who we had. And he stood outside and he said, "Now we're going to say Shema. Everybody together, Shema." I couldn't do it. I wasn't able to do it. It was 9 days by me. I'm not ready for this. I'm not living in a fake la la land. I'm sitting with my 9 aunts and uncles over here. And you want me now to be, "Oh, because Yaakov did it. When Yaakov met Yosef, he cried on his shoulder." I also know that. But I'm trying to live. I'm trying to live a real life over here. And I walked through the Maidanek gas chamber, and it was real by me. And then all of a sudden now, Shema Yisrael. I can't transition that easy. I need to breathe. I need a bridge. I need a hope. I need to have a little hope before I can start with you, Shema Yisrael. Let me take a few minutes and turn that pain, that misery, into hope. And that's the bridge that changes from Mina Meitzar Karasiko. The end of the pasuk I never understood either until today. Today I had a lot of revelations in my world. We say Anoni Bamerchav Ko. Hashem responds to me. Usually in my mind when I have Trilev Kavana, it ends by Anoni. I have a period and then I say the next 2 words, Bamerchav Ko. I don't know what it's talking about. I cry out to Hashem and he responds. What's Bamerchav Ko? It means, I know what it means, expanse. He responds and expands God. I don't even know what to do with that. Okay, so I say the words like we all say the words. But Mina Meitzer, I'm crying out in a place of deep, deep pain, 9 days. And Anani answers, period. And Hashem is expansive. And there's a Gemara, Pesachim. And the Gemara says it's not 2 words, it's 1 word. Anani, you know who answers you? It's 1 word, it's God's name. Merchav Ko. It's a name of God. God's name is his Midos. It's a Midah of the Ribbono Shalom called Merchav Ko. And the Sfas Emes writes over here, that Mina Meitzar Karosi Ko, Hashem will not answer you from the Meitzar unless you're in the Meitzar. You want to escape the Meitzar? You'll never meet this Midah called Merchav Ko. There's a Midah that will meet you in the tunnel, in the dark tunnel without food, in the worst place of misery, in that gas chamber in Maidanek, is a midah of Hashem that exists there and only there, called Merchav Ko, that expands your universe from the Meitzar. But there's a condition. There's an asterisk. You need to be in the Meitzar. You need to put yourself in the Meitzar. You can't ignore the Meitzar. You can't distract yourself from the Meitzar. And these 9 days, the Bnei Sascha writes that the origin of these 9 days was Aaron HaKohen. He said to Klal Yisrael, Chag LaShem Mochar. He said on Erev Shvosar B'Tamuz, he said, "Guys, tomorrow is a major yontov." Right before Chet HaEgel, he announced, he said, "Guys, you're not going to believe it. You know, we just got the Torah. Chag LaShem Mochar. And tomorrow is going to be a major festival." What was that festival? The Shvasar B'Tamuz. They made a mistake. They did a whole Chet HaEgel. It went awry. Things got bad. Things got ugly. But the initial statement from Aaron HaKohen, it designated these days. Chag LaShem Mochar. And we said this Shabbos, if you really paid attention, we said, Yehi Ratzon Shetechadish Aleinu HaChodesh Hazeh. By Chodesh Hazeh, on this month in particular, of she had more kavana than any other month, as a Chodesh Hazeh, letova v'levracha. Every month should be amazing, but this month we got to flip. Buried under these days, the Navi Zechariah says, Sason Simcha Moadim Tovim. There's a big debate in the poskim. We have a big debate in the Kollel every summer on Kabbalah Shabbos at night. There's a minhag, an old minhag from Klal Yisrael. I can't do it. I'll pretend to try to do it. We sing L'cha Dodi in the tune of Keli Tzion. Eli Tzion. Beautiful tune. And in the last few years, I have a mentor who was in the Kollel. He didn't like it. He felt it was too sad. I don't want to fight him, so he wins always. And this summer, he's not a Morisha this summer. So this summer, I can't wait. I'm so excited. This sad tune. Because when you hear it, you get these memories of Tisha B'Av. And it's sad for a lot of people. I'm not sad when I hear that tune. By me, that's the best Kabbalah Shabbos. That's a Kabbalah Shabbos of hope. Listen to the words of L'cha Dodi. What's L'cha Dodi talking about? The whole thing is words of hope that we're coming to the Geula. What better song, what better niggun to sing it to than Elit Zion? The song of hope that's going to bring us back. And this song that we sing, I like to sing during these times. We say, I don't like the Nusik, Rabbi Nachman. He said, "Vafilu bahastara shebesolcha astara bevadai gam shom nimsa Hashem yisbarach." I'm not arguing on Rabbi Nachman. I'm not going to even try. But I don't like this line. I respectfully disagree with the word gam. Afilu bahastara shebesolcha astara bevadai shom nimsa Hashem yisbarach. Gam means I got to convince you that He's also there. You know, obviously you can't pass, you see the Shekhinah. Also in the tunnels of your life, Hashem's also there. I don't like that word God. By me, there's Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach. The Midah of Merchav Ka. There's a piece of the Rabbon Shalom that lives there and waits to meet every Jew in that place. So we come back, please God, this week. In the beginning of Chazon Yeshaya, He tells us, Bonim Yidalti Veromamti. And I'm telling you, you see yourselves, you spend time in this camp, you spend time with these people, you spend time with each other, and what do you look around, what do you see? Bonim Yidalti Veromamti. Amazing people. We're making a comeback. This is not the people that deserve the Churban. We're no longer that people. We're the people of old. A bonim that Hashem said about us, Gedalti, He raised us up, Viromamti, and I glorified them. This is a week of tremendous, tremendous simcha. Not dancing, not music, but tremendous simcha. Because tikva, because hope, you know, I wanted to start a niggun, I'm not going to do it. We're going to start a niggun in a minute. I wanted to start a niggun. You're not going to do it because it's kfira. I can't change the words of Chazal. But I'm not going to say I don't have a taiva. I have a taiva to start a niggun. Maybe by us later in the week we'll do it. Not in public. Misha, Misha, Misha. Misha, Misha, Nichnas Ov, Marbin B'tikva. Now you can't say those words. It's kfira. Chazal said words. Rav Safra's getting nervous. I'm not doing it. Rav Safra doesn't have to get nervous. I'm not doing it. But by me, Mishenichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha, if I take away my Simcha, I have a void. I'm trying so hard my whole life to be happy, to enjoy life. You want to take that away from me? I have a void. You want to fill that with anguish? No way. No way. Anguish is the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, misery, is the Hey, Vav, Zion, depression, is the Ches, Tes, Yud of destroying your life. Don't waste your time with these emotions. Don't waste your time. Nobody should convince you these days are depression and sadness and misery. No way. No way. Nobody said Mishenichnas Av Marbin B'Pain, Marbin B'Misery. Nobody said that. But if you take away my Simcha, I got a void. We have a void. There's an empty place. So what are you supposed to put in that empty place? It's Pashto. Mishenichnas Av Marbin B'Tikva. And Tikva's the bridge. And you see Tikva everywhere you look. You spend enough time in Camp Hask, in Mor HaShah, wherever you are for the summer. Spend enough time and you look around with healthy eyes. Healthy eyes, you see only glorious things. That makes Klal Yisrael glorious people. The tikva is bursting from every corner. You see, this is the pride. And Hashem looks down, Bonim Gidalti Veromamti. I'm so proud of my people, the glorious people of Klal Yisrael. Samirta Shemush Bizocha, Ir Hatzedek, Kirya Ne'amona, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim means in you, also, in you. Not just Ir HaKadosh, also, it means both. Yerushalayim in you. There's a place inside you called Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim that Hashem calls Kirya Ne'amona, a fortress of a city. Zion B'mishpat Tipode. Hashem's going to bring it back. B'shaveh B'tzdoka. And through what? Through what you're doing. It's going to be brought back through tzedakah. The tzedakah brings hope. So if we can sing a song, a tefillah, a hope, a real hope, a big hope these 9 days. There's so many things. Just again, like I said, we can't spend time without dancing. But we can't dance. So we'll spend time, one song. If I could ask maybe Gavriel could start a song. Shai Shemayim. It's a song that...
Shai.